When everyone else is chasing the algorithm, Keith Barry does the exact opposite. In this mentor moment, Keith explains why bucking trends and embracing long-form content helped him create viral impact and why sometimes success comes from ignoring conventional wisdom and following your own instincts.
You know, when everybody else is doing stuff over here, I always look at that and I go, okay, that's brilliant. That's working and it's working. And everybody will tell you to jump on that train. I will normally go the opposite direction.
Yeah.
So everybody's doing, a good example of this is like Instagram. So everybody's doing Instagram Reels right now because Reels seem to push through the algorithm. So I said to my videographer there about 4 weeks ago, not that long ago, I said to Dylan, my videographer, let's do long form content. And he thought it was crazy. And I was like, no, trust me. Let's just do something really like long. So we actually made it too long. It was 20 minutes long. And it was a weight loss video because I'm a hypnotist and I like to help people, you know, shift their mindset with stuff like that. So I made a weight loss video, put it up on Instagram. And like, while we're chatting, I'll take out the phone. We'll look at the stats, right? Because it's important. But ultimately that went viral, like crazy viral. And that was interesting to me. So the same thing with Instagram itself. I put a lot of energy into Instagram, mainly for my public events. But I put most of my energy into LinkedIn. Now, if we are sitting here on your podcast, I haven't talked about this before, but I'll only talk about this because to your audience, it'll be interesting. Ultimately, I did that very purposefully because I realized, well, there's nobody like me on LinkedIn. Like, you know, let's be honest, Tommy Tiernan's not on LinkedIn. Do you know what I mean? And he's unlikely to go on LinkedIn. It's not his bag. But for me, I realized I need to talk to business owners. I need to go B2B. I need to talk to, you know, marketing people, CEOs, all of the decision makers with regards to events. Let's just call it events. Because very often I'll get booked for an event. Good example is, like we were talking again earlier, like my only booking right now, like I've been booked solid the whole of this year. Like I could not keep up with the amount of events that I did this year. That's why I'm not doing any public events next year because I just couldn't keep up this year. But like next year, I've just got one event booked in so far, maybe two. Like Mairead looks after my diary, so I haven't really looked. But I know there's one big event at the end of January. I'm in the States for a week. Now that week is, I'm the MC for a full conference for a week.
Wow.
So I glue the whole thing together. So I'm, and it's an interesting idea, right? Because people don't necessarily see me in that space.
Yeah.
But you have a choice. You have a choice. You can get the standard MC for a week, who will glue things together and do it in a very efficient way, or I bring something a little bit extra because I'll energize in and out of all of the different speakers. I'll glue it all together. I'll do kind of whatever you want to call it, brain hacking, mind games. Like this event has 7,000 people coming to it. So it's a big event.
And it's such an art.
Yeah.
It's such an art to MC something. It's only something I've started to learn the last kind of 2 years. There's such an energy required because it's very easy to get up there and go, our next speaker is Keith Barry. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Well, the problem is that, like most people default go to that.
And it's difficult.
But the events end up really boring.
They do.
You know?
Because you're a listicle.
And again,
you're
literally
just an announcer going, oh, next up is Ben, next up is Gary. And you do need that flow. I was only literally doing a debrief with someone on an event we ran last week and I was like, it needs more flow. It needs more things to break things up. The audience were like, because you can see it when you're standing up there. You can see the audience is going.
Yeah. And that's
the
more,
energy just.
And that's more events than not end up like that. So I do a lot of MC work. So I was MCing this week. I'm MCing that event in January for the whole week. Like it's crazy that I'm there.
How
for
do
the whole
you
week.
Pick what you do?
It's like, it's largely based upon, I mean, look, let's be honest, it's largely based upon a company's budget. Like very often people will come to us and they'll say they have a certain budget and I'm very often over that budget. And, you know, the prices that they say, you know, there's any amount of speakers out there for 500 euros. There's any amount of them for, you know, in Ireland, there's a lot of them around the kind of 3,000 euro mark. Like I'm way above that. And I don't mean that in a facetious way. I just mean, I have a certain price point.
You got to value yourself. So, scarcity. You got to value.
So first of all, it's price point. And then second of all, I always have a Zoom call with the client to make sure that they know I'm a right fit for them. And I know I'm a right fit, you know, for them as well. So we'll have a 15-minute Zoom call, free Zoom call. Very often people in my world, they charge for those Zoom calls. I don't know if you know that. Like a lot of like US speakers, they'll charge for a consultancy call for that 15 minutes. They'll charge a lot of money for a 15-minute call. I don't. I just make sure that I'm the right fit for a company. I explain what I do. And ultimately, then it's based on that. And it's based on, I think, an energy between me and the person that I'm speaking to. And then we'll decide if I'm the right fit or not. And you know, very often, you know, I'm not the right fit, and then I might recommend somebody else, maybe, or we'll just, you know, we'll call it there. But you know, for me, more often than not, I kind of am a right fit because I'm just a bit different. I'm a scientist first and foremost, so most people don't know that about me. So everything when I speak from a stage, at a keynote event, for example, all of the topics that I talk about. So I've got any number of keynote topics. So I've got redefine the impossible, which is how to redefine the impossible on a daily basis, regardless of circumstances. Beyond words is my keynote on nonverbal communication tactics. Like, yeah, you know, I've got a leadership keynote. I've got loads of them, right? Metamorphical thinking is my workshop on creativity. So I'm always just trying to, you know, present ideas and concepts that they wouldn't have gotten elsewhere. And then my USP is that I entertain as I perform. So even in the keynote, I'll do 70% content or takeaway, and I'll do 30% entertainment. Now, here's the interesting thing. That can be skewed by the client. So it doesn't have to stay like that.
Right.
So sometimes they'll say, give us 50-50.
What do you really want?
Yeah.
The big question, right?
Like I did an event for Broadridge. They're a fintech firm out of the US. So I did an event for them mid-COVID. The first one was pure entertainment. And after that, the CEO just said, that was brilliant, but now I want only content. So I can do only content. So I probably did another 10 events for them that were just content.
I think people would be surprised to hear this, that you go in and do specifically two businesses.
Yeah.
You do specific business content within the business.